West Auckland Vineyard Entertainers presents.
As I'm sure you all know, I am Caiaphas, chief priest of the temple here in Jerusalem. The reason I called this press conference here is to explain the deadline that became due and passed yesterday. As many of you know, the prophet Daniel predicted that a savior, whom we Jews call the Messiah, would arrive here in Jerusalem after a specified length of time. Yesterday, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, marked the end of that period. Many of us were expecting the Messiah to ride into Jerusalem and save us from the oppression of the Romans. But no Messiah showed up. As a result, the members of the Sanhedrin are divided about the meaning of this no-show. Some of them are saying that it means that God's word and God's deadlines can no longer be trusted. Well, I have a different view of the matter. You see, I think that God did not send a savior to save us because he sees that we Jews no longer need a savior. I think that the Lord God is so pleased with us, the way we keep the laws of Moses, especially the keeping of the Sabbath, that our future in heaven is secure without a savior.
John Burgess, Jericho Independent. Aren't you forgetting about Jesus and what the newspapers are calling Palm Sunday?
Palm Sunday? Palm Sunday? That's one of those cute little labels you fake news people just love to assign to some non-event to sell your newspapers.
Some non-event? What happened yesterday was attended by thousands of people. They were shoulder to shoulder and 3 to 4 people deep, all along the route of the triumphal entry, all the way from the Mount of Olives, across the Kidron Valley, into the city, and all the way to the temple. They laid palm branches at the feet of Jesus and even laid their own garments in his path.
All that shows is that this Jesus of Nazareth has a good publicist.
Andy Mitchell, Zion Observer. For Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, spoken of by the prophet Daniel.
He can claim all he wants. This man's obviously a fraud.
Really? Jesus was born in Bethlehem, as prophesied. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, as prophesied. On the exact day that was prophesied, he performed miracles to validate his authenticity. How can you say that he is a fraud?
The prime measure of a Jew is how well we keep the Sabbath. This man, Jesus, violated the Sabbath repeatedly.
Well, how did Jesus violate the Sabbath? Sorry, Ed Farrer, Eastern Gazette.
More often than not, this Jesus would heal people on the Sabbath. Well, he sometimes even healed people in the synagogue on the Sabbath.
Well, are you saying that healing people on the Sabbath is a violation of the Sabbath?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Can you quote the Holy Scriptures that prohibit the healing of people on the Sabbath?
Yes! No. But yes! No. Well, not specifically, but the word Sabbath means rest. Healing is not resting.
Diana Burgess, Tabernacle Press.
Ah, Diana.
Teacher, Jesus is quoted as asking whether you and other religious leaders would authorize a farmer to rescue one of his animals if it fell into a well on the Sabbath. How would you answer?
Oh, well, of course, Diana. I mean, Sabbath or no, the farmer should rescue his animal. That's one of the exceptions to the rule.
But, Rabbi, isn't the healing of a human being more important than the rescuing of an animal?
Don't presume to lecture me! I am the chief priest of the Temple of God! This Jesus is a fraud!
Then how do you explain his miracles?
Yes, no!
Most of us in the Sanhedrin attribute the miracles of Jesus to demons.
What kind of proof would be enough to persuade you that Jesus is really the Messiah of God?
There is nothing he could do to persuade me. He's no savior. And as I said, we don't really need a savior anyway. We keep the law.
Yes, but Rabbi, what if you keep all the laws, but just break one law once? Isn't the standard for getting into heaven absolute perfection? Aren't you doomed if you break just one law without a savior?
Absolute perfection? Well, nobody's perfect. I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Jesus is quoted as having said about you that you don't know the scriptures. Isn't that the real reason you oppose him?
I refuse to stand here and take these accusations. This press conference is over. You press people should be ashamed. I'll be tweeting about this. Fake news! Fake news!
This has been a West Auckland Vineyard Church and Breakout Radio drama production. Thanks for listening.